And turning now to Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings from What is Property? Shall we go back? That's a line from Prince's song, Dead on It. Recall that Proudhon prefaced his explanation of the identity of property with robbery by saying that, quote, property violates equality by the rights of exclusion and increase, by which he means accumulation, and violates freedom by despotism, unquote. I am very much looking forward to Proudhon's exploration of that latter point. The truth of it in evidence everywhere around us today, confirming the importance of basing strategy on accurate analysis, seeing reality, seeing that 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Once we finish our discussion of the former theme, the identity of property with robbery, what we've been calling the short shelf life of the power guy's plunder mentality, premised on the false as economic theory. Truth begins with heart. It will be heart. Heart is the destination. It has taken us to ancient Athens and the trial of Socrates. Fortunately, Alice Miller came along with us and was able to explain that what Socrates was fighting is the same bully mindset we are looking at today in the current version of the now global totalitarian statesman, a mindset carried down through the millennia of class, because we needed Alice. We needed Alice to fully see it, and Proudhon with Karl Popper et al. To unpack it. And a problem must be accurately understood to be solved. To paraphrase Shakespeare, to reiterate our earlier point, property, as Proudhon defines it, the sum of the abuses of property, is just another word for class. Class institutionalizes arrangements of access to resources, which equates with property, i.e. privatizing the common endowment of all, the ancestors and the earth, while stripping us of our right to celebrate our own and each other's gifts, which to do requires individual self-ownership. Accumulation leads to the breakdown of true society, in which we recognize each other as associates, which means as equals. Proudhon gets to the root, the fundamental premises of our lives together, and compels us to think about them so that we may consciously judge the full implications of what we do. For example, what we do when we allow our earth-given gifts to be marketed, sold at auction, converted into property. His gift of honesty, which he shares with Socrates, with Prince, with Popper, combined with the depth of his thought, his penetrating analysis, allows him to do this. He stated this objective right from the start to explain to us in what ways and why our beliefs and actions are not in consonance. Quote from our April 17, 2016 show. Says Proudhon, yes, all men believe and repeat that equality of conditions is identical with equality of rights, that property and robbery are synonymous terms, that every social advantage accorded or rather usurped in the name of superior talent or service is inequity and extortion. All men in their hearts, I say, bear witness to these truths. They need only to be made to understand it. The importance of consciousness from our Proudhon. We needed Proudhon because power learned, largely thanks to Plato, that what is key to rule is the people's confusion, followed by the institutionalization of that confusion, fundamental and systematically taught misunderstandings. And this can only be accomplished if rule owns the word. the lexicon. Our ability to speak with each other and come to common understandings. We needed Proudhon because power has been throwing so much paper at us for millennia. We've lost confidence. We are taught, deeply trained, to disbelieve what our bodies tell us. And so, with the help of the ancestors, Proudhon, standing out particularly for his direct confrontation with the problem, we had to unpack power's argument as to why it was supposedly needed. Proudhon explains, but as Prince saw, we learn from being shown. It doesn't, and this is quoting Prince, it doesn't come from books and just reading it. We need to be shown. And you can read excerpts from Prince's interviews, both in on the audio pages for these shows and the page Prince's The Rainbow Children. The critical gap in us that power created, but that only we can fill up again, is certainty. Certainty that we must have the full width and breadth of our gifts, our lives, our joy, vitality, our happiness back in our sole possession. As we said last week, we must be the joy we want to see. Live our everything. Those are the rules. And then, win or lose, we are creating true society. The so-called right of the strongest, premised on the lie of scarcity, has been institutionalized in what we're told is the economy, one of the ways power disappears itself. In the freedom economics lesson Proudhon and Prince will provide, we find that lesson number one is abundance comes from freedom.